May the Lord help us to commence with hymn number 896. 896. A fountain cries the man of God, a fountain with a purple flood, a fountain opened for the poor, where sickly souls may find a cure. Hymn number 896.
Thank you. from the Holy Word of God. We'll read together two readings. Our first reading from the book of Psalms, number 27. Psalm 27. A psalm of David. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing. Yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me, and answer me. When thou sayest, Seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, Thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And now the Gospel according to Matthew. We'll read part of chapter 15. So the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 15. We'll begin reading at verse 21. Verse 21. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coasts of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coasts and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord. Yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. And Jesus departed from thence and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee, and went up into a mountain and sat down there. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them, insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to be whole, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Then Jesus called his disciples unto him and said, I have compassion on the multitude, because they continue with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat, and I will not send them away fasting, lest they faint in the way. And his disciples say unto him, Whence should we have so much bread in the wilderness as to fill so great a multitude? And Jesus saith unto them, How many loaves have ye? And they said, 7, and a few little fishes. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves and the fishes, and gave thanks, and brake them, and gave to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat, and were filled. And they took up of the broken meat that was left 7 baskets full. And they that did eat were 4,000 men, beside women and children. And he sent away the multitude, and took ship and came into the coasts of Magdala. And may God bless those readings from his holy word to us. And may he teach us how to pray. Most merciful and gracious Lord, we pray that thou wilt teach us how to pray and what to pray for. We pray that thou wilt grant us the gift of the Holy Spirit as we come to worship thee And as we come before thee now in prayer, oh, that we may be blessed with that leading of thy Spirit to ask for those things which are in accordance to thy holy will and mind. And grant, Lord, that our faith may be strengthened and our knowledge of thee as our prayer hearing and answering God might increase. Lord, do remember us in all our need as we gather here this evening. We pray that our minds, our thoughts may be turned off from the busy day, and now, Lord, as we come into this house of prayer, we seek, Lord, that thou wilt draw our thoughts unto thyself. Do bless the reading of thy word. Lord, we thank thee for thy word. We thank thee that in this day and generation we have a copy of thy whole, complete word of God in our own language. And Lord, we pray that thou bless the reading of it to each one of us. And we pray, Lord, that thou would help us as we read it, that thy Spirit may take of those things that we read and apply them to our heart. We pray that thou would pour upon us a teaching spirit, that thou would teach us and lead us into the truth as it is in Jesus. And we do pray that thou would help us to read the whole of thy word. Lord, do open up our understanding of it, and may we know the power of God upon the word of God, that the application might be of God. Do, Lord, remember us then, we humbly pray. Lord, we have so much to learn. We would confess that we are by nature fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Oh, we pray that thou wilt grant us, Lord, that thy word may be clothed with power and blessed to our souls, that there may be that quickening effect, that enlivening effect, that as we receive thy word, it may be received in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance. Oh, do deliver us, Lord, we humbly pray, from the power of sin and Satan. Do forgive us, Lord, our many failings and sins. Lord, we confess how we take upon ourselves through the day much which is not needed. Oh, we pray, Lord, that thou wilt truly wash our feet. Oh, we pray, Lord, that thou wilt forgive our many sins and failings. And grant, Lord, that we may have that desire to sit at thy feet and learn of thee. Do bless, Lord, the worship of thy great and holy name in this place. And indeed, Lord, in all the gatherings of thy people, throughout this land and throughout the earth. And bless with thy presence those that meet for worship and those that join in our day and generation through various means. Lord, we pray that thy blessing might attend, that those that hear thy word. And bless our private studies of thy word, Bless the families as they read thy word in their homes. Bless the children as they hear it read. And grant, Lord, that thy mercy and favour might be known. Lord, do grant the children an understanding of it. We pray, Lord, that the simplicity of the gospel might be not lost in all the complications of man. But grant, Lord, that that living faith might be given, that we may each receive as a little child, Lord, believing, trusting in our Heavenly Father, whose word cannot fail, whose mercy and love know no end. And so, Lord, do prepare our hearts to receive thy word this night. Oh, may we prove to be good ground, that the word sown might fall upon that ground prepared of thee, and Lord, that it might enter in, and it might take root, and it might bring forth fruit to thy honour and thy glory. Lord, we pray that the cares of this life, that the deceitfulness of riches may not choke the word. We pray that we may not lose it on the chapel doorstep, or lose it before the night is out. But grant, Lord, that thy word may be treasured up in our hearts. It may be as it finds an abiding place. Lord, do look upon us in thy mercy, and show us thy mercy, and grant us thy salvation. Lord, we pray for each who have come into the house of God this evening, and any listening in, and knowest, Lord, how they have come to worship. Thou knowest, Lord, their frame of mind. Thou knowest, Lord, their every need. And we pray that thou meet every need, and bless the seeking, longing souls who have come to the house of God with a desire in their heart to hear thy voice. Lord, we pray that it might please thee to speak through thy word this night. And we pray, Lord, that thou grant them those tokens of thy love and mercy. Lord, be with any who may have come or may be listening in, and Lord, their mind isn't on these things. We pray, Lord, that thou bring them to their right mind. Bring them, Lord, out of that sleepy state, and bring them to hear thy voice. Lord, that there may be those things done this night in the name of the Holy Child Jesus. Do deliver us, Lord, we pray, from the power and dominion of sin. Oh, do keep us as the apple of thine eye. Do hide us beneath the shadow of thy wing. Grant, Lord, that the enemy of souls might be kept from each one of us. We pray, Lord, for any who feel to be tossed about, any who feel, as it were, to be in Satan's sieve. Oh, may they hear thy voice, Lord Jesus. But I have prayed for thee. Oh, we pray, Lord, that we may be bound up bound in the bundle of life with the Lord our God, bound in covenant love and mercy. Oh, we pray, Lord, that thou be with those who are walking a path of temptation, a path of distress, a path of trying circumstances. We pray, Lord, for any who feel to be walking in darkness and have no light. Lord, we ask that thou go and meet with them in the way and grant them the light and the liberty, and grant them, Lord, the felt sense of thy presence. And may it be certainly I will be with thee. Oh, that reassurance of thy unchanging, never failing love. Oh, do, Lord, grant us then each the true gift of living faith. And Lord, do grant that we may know by thy grace and mercy that we are loved with an everlasting love, and that thou hast drawn us through love to our souls. Do remember us with thy favours. Forgive, Lord, our failings and sin. Oh, we confess, Lord, our sinnership. We have sinned. We have come short of the glory of God. Oh, we would not claim or plead any good works. We have none of our own. We have to say, Lord, our best is stained and dyed with sin. Our all is nothing worth. And the best obedience of my hands dares not appear before thy throne. Oh, but we plead the merits, the finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ. We plead that name which is above every name, that acceptable name, the name of thy beloved Son, our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Oh, we praise thee, gracious God, for sending thy only begotten Son to save thy poor, unworthy people from all their sin, a friend of sinners. O Lord, may we prove in time that he is our friend and our Saviour. So, Lord, do remember us in thy mercy and visit us with thy salvation. And grant, Lord, that as we leave this house of prayer, there may be those things for us to take home with us. We have come to worship thee. Lord, we have come to offer our praise and our prayers before thee. Lord, we pray that in thy mercy thou wilt grant us those tokens, those evidences of our acceptance through Jesus Christ, that, Lord, we may have those things that cause us to hope, that thou wilt, Lord, apply thy word, that thou wilt speak, and, Lord, that we may hear. Lord, do remember each and their various pathways. Lord, in this week, as they continue through the week, we pray that thou wilt go before each in all the unknown way. and guide and direct in all things those who seek, Lord, thy wisdom and direction to order their affairs rightly before thee. Those who have choices and decisions to make, those who may feel they have heavy burdens, Lord, may they bring them to a greater than Moses, who said, the cause that is too hard for thee, bring it unto me, and I will hear it. Oh, may we see the fullness of it in Jesus Christ. And may we come with all our cares, and may it be casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Do prove thy care as we are brought to cast. And do, Lord, grant us that grace to leave our burdens at thy feet and wait for thy appearing. So help us, Lord. Do pardon all that is amiss. Do forgive anything spoken amiss. And grant, Lord, that all the glory might be to thy holy name, as we ask with the forgiveness of every sin, for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 984, 984. Hark how the gospel trumpet sounds, Christ and free grace therein abounds. Free grace to such a sin as be, and if free grace, why not for me? Hymn 984.
you turn with me to the first reading from the book of Psalms, number 27. With the Lord's help this evening, I'll speak to you from verse 13. In the book of Psalms, number 27, and verse 13. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. The book of Psalms, number 27, and verse 13. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. This Psalm of David, it tells us that he had been in a time of difficulty. He had those enemies, he had those hard things, and he desired that the Lord might appear for him in it. Friends, it is a psalm of faith. David begins, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" But there are those things. And there are those difficulties. And David needs divine help. "Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me." And then we have our text, "I had fainted." I wonder if there's a few here this evening, and this is where you are this evening. "I had fainted." Think of a man or woman running one of those endurance races. And, as the race goes on, their strength is weakened in the way. There is that sapping of their strength. And as they continue in that race, they find that they're struggling. I had fainted. Maybe there's a few here this evening and you're struggling with the path, struggling in the way, feeling all your strength to be gone, finding the burdens, the cares, all the troubles are more than you can bear. I had fainted. Feel maybe overwhelmed. Psalmist says, "Only when my heart is overwhelmed." What is it, the answer? "Lead me to the rock that is higher than I." Oh, that there might be some recovery of strength. That there might be some respite from the waves and the billows. You feel at the point, maybe this evening, of giving up. Of turning back. You can't continue in the way. When thou sayest, seek ye my face? David said, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Can you find him? Can you see him this evening? Or is he hiding himself, as it were, a little moment? You like Job. You're looking on the right hand and you're looking on the left, but you can't perceive him. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. I deserve it. I don't deserve the least of thy notice, or thy mercy, or thy favour, or thy presence, or thy help. But Lord, hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Do not deal with me after my sins. Do not reward me according to mine iniquities. You're at the point of, the end of all things. And what is it? It's to cast yourself, isn't it, into the hands of a living God. Thou hast been my help. It's a wonderful thing this evening if you can look back and you can say, thou hast been my help. I feel for those of you this evening who have nothing to look back to, if there are any. Or maybe this is the beginning. Maybe this is the first time the Lord's going to appear for your help, and it will leave you a living testimony in your soul for you in days to come to look back, and you will too be able to say, thou hast, when you look back to today. That those this evening that have those, it may be a long time ago, can you say, thou hast been my help? Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God, of my salvation. I had fainted. My mind goes to Psalm 107. And we have at the beginning of that psalm, verse 2, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. To give thanks unto the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And the psalmist says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness. Is there a few of you here and you're wandering in the wilderness? You're wandering in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in because this isn't your rest anymore. And the Lord has so stirred up your heart that you're not at rest, and nor can you be. Be at rest until you find rest in him. This isn't your rest. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. And what did they do? Well, it comes again and again through this beautiful Psalm 107, doesn't it? Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. Though faint, though weary, burdened, dejected. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them forth by the right way. This is the way. Walk ye in it. He led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, their soul was faint within them. But they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distresses. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. I had fainted. We have a beautiful word. I don't know whether I've really considered it much before, but it's the word that follows. I had fainted unless. Oh, I had fainted unless. Well, there's a few this evening, and maybe you're as it were, you're swaying, you're reeling to and fro like a drunken man. You're at the point of collapse. Unless I had believed, unless the hand of the Lord intervenes, unless Almighty God holds me up. Oh, down I would go. Down I would fall. I had fainted. Oh, the Lord, at times, in his divine purposes, brings his dearly loved children to these points, that he may be to them the all and in all. Oh, how the Lord is sovereign in his dealings. And how able he is, and skillful, and mighty in all his works. And at times there is this bringing down and this weakening and a removing of maybe natural strength. Maybe there's a laying on of physical and mental afflictions. I had fainted. Oh, that the Lord, in leading his children, bringing them into various pathways, bringing them into various circumstances, those times of affliction. Friends, if the Lord brings you into affliction, are you praying that he'll sanctify it? Are you praying that he'll use it for his honour and glory? Are you praying that it might be for the good of your soul? You know, it may be afflictions, not of your body or mind, but in your pathway, in your circumstances, in providence. And those things that go against you, as it were. The Lord's hand seems against you at times. Oh, and you feel at times almost your feet have gone from underneath you. I had fainted unless. You know, I well remember, it seems burnt in my mind, when the Lord, he went right through my life and he turned everything upside down. And he brought me to this place. And you know, I was brought so low, I felt it was all over. It was so intertwined, providence and grace. It began with providence, but the Lord used it. And everything around me, inwardly, my soul was a scene of devastation. And nothing. Sin, sin, and more sin. Everywhere I looked, everything I looked back to, full of sin. No comfort there. And then I looked at my natural life, and it was all in tatters. And it was what a time that was. And I couldn't separate the two. It was the Lord's hand against me. And I believe my eternal damnation was written over it all. And friends, that is a hard, hard thing. You know, that to be a hard day. Oh, what a solemn day. The judgment day. When eternal damnation is written over. What a day that will be. Friends, I had a sense of it. Had a sense of it. In 2009. My eternal damnation. And you know, I could say the Lord was right to do it. If I was, I could say with the hymn writer, if my soul were sent to hell, thy righteous law approves it well. I had to own it. The Lord was right and just. I was guilty. I had no goodness of my own. I had fainted. And I was ready to die. I wasn't ready, but I felt utterly, utterly finished. I wasn't ready to die, but I felt to be condemned forever. But the Lord did appear, and the Lord did. And he revealed his love. He revealed his love. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And you know, I look back and did I believe? Did I believe that afternoon? And I was driven home from work by someone who worked for me. I was in such a state. Did I believe to see the goodness of the Lord? I can't say I did. I told the Lord. He said to me, in that van driving home, he whispered into my heart, the bruised reed I will not break. And I said, Lord, I'm broken. And he said, the smoking flax I will not quench. And I thought it was all gone. I said, it's finished. Nothing there. But you know, before the day was finished, while I was in the land of the living, the light of the love of God shone into my heart. I saw the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Oh, what a mercy. The God of mercy. The God who brings poor unworthy sinners. You know, to look from the pit and to seek for his face. To look from the dungeon at the little chink of the mercy of God that shines through the keyhole of the prison door. And to see that there is mercy with him. And to plead. Speak, Lord. Oh, hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. You know, we read our second reading, and the reading we began with the Syrophoenician woman. I had fainted. And there she had come, seeking for the mercy, seeking for help. She cried unto him, saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil." But he answered her not a word. Not a word. That is hard, isn't it? But you know, friends, at times the Lord answers not a word. What are you going to do? You've got a great burden, a great matter, and you've been brought to the Lord with it, and you've prayed for his help. You've asked maybe for the forgiveness of your sin. You've asked him to show you that you're one of his dear children. You've asked him to forgive you your sin. And he's answered you not a word. What is it now? You say, "I'm going to go away." Can you go away? Is the burden going to be less? Is your need going to be less great by going away? But you say, "Well, I've prayed." Maybe you've prayed and prayed and prayed. Maybe you have. "Oh, my prayer he shutteth out." No, he's not. He's just not answered you yet. "But I've asked, I've sought." Surely it's the Lord showing me that I'm not one of his children. But he said, "Seek ye my face." And I am, you say. But he doesn't answer me. Well, what did she say? Oh, she kept coming. She must keep coming. Oh, there's an unseen hand that will not let her go. Oh, may the Lord give that which those fainting seekers need this evening. "I will not let thee go except thou bless me." Oh, he says, "I'm not sent, but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel? And she came and worshipped, saying, Lord, help me. And what was that met with? It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. You know, the Jews thought the Gentiles were dogs. The dogs were without, outside. Oh, this Syrophoenician woman would have known. It's not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. I had fainted unless I had believed. Do you believe it, friends? That his mercy and his compassion would extend to such a one as yourself? Can you come in here with her humble confession? Truth, Lord. Yes, Lord, that's true. The blessings of the Lord are for the Lord's dear people, for his dear children. Truth, Lord. Yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. And it's a crumb I'm after. I'm not seeking the children's portion. I'll creep in as a dog. I'll creep in. I'll come in as one of the companions that follow. Oh, I'm not like the others. I'm not like the king's daughter that's all glorious within. Oh, but I'll come in as one of the companions that follow. Oh, Lord, cast me a crumb. Show me thy mercy, Lord. My need is great. Thy love, thy mercy is greater. Jesus answered and said, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. Oh, she went away satisfied, blessed. Oh, her need was met. Her prayer was answered. Her daughter was healed. Oh, she went on her way rejoicing. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Friends, it's in the land of the living that the goodness of God is made known. You and I are in the land of the living. We are on praying ground. It is in time that God's mercy is known. It is in time where he is to be sought. It is to seek the Lord while he may be found, to call upon him while he is near. And in the day of grace, how near. Oh, how wonderful the gospel day and the making known of the precious blood of Jesus and that all-prevailing name of Jesus and the acceptance for sinners at the throne of his grace. The land of the living. Oh, there's no prayers offered up from the grave. There's no more seeking the Lord. The dead do not seek the Lord. But the land of the living. Oh, friends, you feel weakened. You feel the strength is gone. You feel You've got nothing left, but you're in the land of the living, and you have breath in your body. And while there's breath, surely there's hope. And while there's breath, there's access through Jesus Christ. Oh, may the Lord bring you and me to the feet of the dear Saviour. And there we must wait. And there we must pour out our heart. And there we must wait for the answer. And like Abraham, like Elijah's servant, we must go again and again and again. And we must follow the example of Elijah, who prayed and then sent his servant to look for the answer. And there is nothing, was the reply. But Elijah's pleading the promise. Elijah's pleading God's word. Thou hast said. Oh, friends. Plead. Plead the word of God. Thou hast said, Lord, call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee. And thou shalt glorify me. Elijah, the promise was, show thyself to Ahab and I will send rain upon the earth. And he had showed himself to Ahab. But where was the rain? But God will have it pleaded for. He intimates the promise. He intimates his intention to bless. But friends, he'll have you plead for it, that you might know him, a God of his word, a God who speaks and stands by that which he speaks, a prayer hearing and answering God, a God who has compassion upon poor, unworthy sinners. And do you know that about him? Oh, you'll prove it. In these times, when it's not there, and you're brought to plead for it, there's nothing, said his servant. What was Elijah's reply? Go again seven times. I believe it, friends. There's a perfect time. Every true seeker of God, there's a perfect time. God's time. God's time. The perfect number seven. God's purpose time. To give that answer. To send the blessing. And there it appeared. The cloud as a man's hand. Faithful God. A prayer hearing and a prayer answering God. But in the reading, and in Matthew's Gospel 15, I hadn't seen it until reading it here this evening. And it's the words of our Lord Jesus in verse 32. And the multitude who had come and brought their sick and the afflicted, the impossible cases, and the Lord was healing them. But listen to what he says. Then Jesus called his disciples unto him and said, I have compassion on the multitude. You say, well, yes, you've just healed them. No, I have compassion on the multitude because they continue with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. There's a few here, and you've continued a few days now, or maybe a few weeks, or a few months, or a few years, and you've had nothing to eat. You've come to the house of God, and you've gone home empty. You come up to the house of God, and you've gone home away, still unsatisfied, still hungering, still thirsting after righteousness. Jesus says, I have compassion. He's not unmindful. Oh, he has not overlooked your need. They have nothing to eat. I will not send them away fasting. They will not, lest they faint in the way. Oh, lest they are brought to perish in the way. I will not send them away fasting, lest they faint in the way. And there he performs a miracle. And he feeds the multitude with seven loaves and a few little fishes. And in his blessed miracle working hands, he turns that into more than it began. He feeds the whole multitude, and they still gather afterwards, seven baskets full. Oh, this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. You know, we've got to close, but this hymn 184, well-known hymn, the fullness resides. There is a fullness for those of you who feel to be faint and famished, and oh, you're not satisfied, you've nothing to feed or nothing to eat. You're wasting away, you're fainting in the way. But the fullness is in him. And when we have in verse 5, when troubles attend, or danger or strife, his love will defend and guard us through life. And when we are fainting and ready to die, whatever is wanting, his grace will supply. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship and the communion of the Holy Spirit, the blessed Trinity, to meet your every need. Providence and grace. Grace and providence. I had fainted unless I had believed. Oh, is that it? Where is your faith? Says the Lord to his disciples. Oh, the prayer. Lord, help me to believe. Oh, give me that living faith that I might believe. Believe, expect. Expect to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Help me to wait it. To wait in expectation at thy feet, Lord Jesus. The psalmist closed this psalm. David closes with this precious encouragement. And may it be an encouragement for us each. Wait on the Lord. You're fainting. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. And he shall strengthen thine heart. He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. You're not waiting in vain. You won't be ashamed. You won't be confounded. You're waiting on the Lord. You're praying. You're watching and you're waiting. And the Lord must appear. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Amen.
God willing, there'll be a reading service next Lord's Day in the morning, and Mr. Graham Hadley will preach in the evening. There'll be a prayer meeting on Monday evening. Mr. Robert Field is awaiting a major operation and will not be able to come on Tuesday, and we don't yet know who will preach for us then. Let us close with hymn number 1156. 11:5-6. What sacred fountain yonder springs up from the throne of God, and all new covenant blessings brings, 'tis Jesus' precious blood. Hymn 1156.
By the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God the Father, and the fellowship and the communion of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us each, now and for evermore. Amen.